My name is Erica Endman, and you are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. The Ontario Court of Appeal unanimously upheld a decision Wednesday on the Student Choice Initiative. For the second time, the court deemed that the initiative was unlawful and attacked the independence of universities. The Student Choice Initiative was first introduced by Doug Ford's government in January of 2019 and gave post-secondary students the option to opt out of paying for services that were deemed to be non-essential, which previously were mandatory fees. These services included student groups such as student unions, campus media, and equity centers. Kayla Weiler, a national executive representative for the Canadian Federation of Students Ontario, says that what has been considered non-essential by the Ford government is exactly the opposite.
Student Choice Initiative made arbitrary decisions about which services on campus were essential and non-essential, and some of the non-essential fees included things such as food banks, gender equity offices, or support for survivors of sexual assault offices were considered optional, but also different student clubs. So when it comes to levy fees for Black Students Associations or for Muslim Students Associations, these were considered non-essential. Yet we know as students is that these are really important groups on our campus that elevate voices of marginalized students, but also to provide the services that they rely on every day.
The judgment ruled that the initiative was a profound interference in university autonomy and that universities must be self-governed according to various university acts. Tim Gulliver, who is the president of the University of Ottawa Student Union, says that it would have been fundamentally undemocratic not to fund these services.
Important to note that these services were not funded by some sort of directive. It came from a democratic referendum of the student body. And so for the Ford government to kind of come in and try to impose its will on students when students have expressed through a referendum that they want these services to be funded is unfair and clearly demonstrates their bias.
The cuts to these services were operative only in the fall semester of 2019. The Canadian Federation of Students and the York Federation of Students filed a legal challenge to the initiative in May of 2019. In November of that year, it was struck down by three Divisional Court of Ontario judges, who also deemed that it was unlawful. The Ford government appealed the decision in March last year. Weiler describes student unions as having similar importance to a workers' union.
It's important for student unions to be autonomous from the institutions and from the government influence because we're the groups that hold these bodies accountable. When we see academic policies that are put in place to harm students, it's the student union that advocates against those harmful policies or advocates for additional reading weeks or time off. It's also important for our student unions and even especially to the Federation, the Canadian Federation of Students, for us to be autonomous from the government because we hold them accountable to the policies that they put forward as well, too.
In a year where non-essential and essential work has been more discussed than ever, Gulliver asserts that the organizations run by student bodies have been absolutely essential to students during the pandemic to keep them from feeling isolated.
I really think, like, in the context of the pandemic, when so many social interactions and connections have been strained, these kinds of organizations and services providing community, especially to those who are marginalized, are so important. And I can't think of anything that would be more essential. And so to see them deemed as non-essential by the federal government back in 2018 was an insult. And to see them continue to spend taxpayers' money, which is their whole shtick, right? The taxpayers' money on an appeal to try to defund by a certain amount these kinds of services just seems completely ludicrous.
Weiler, who once attended Guelph University, can think of a number of different services that she used that wouldn't exist under the Student Choice Initiative.
So one of the major services on my campus that I like really respected and I have like a place in my heart for it is the on-campus food bank. I've had some situations in my life where I've had to access a food bank, and the food bank on that campus in particular like feeds 500 people a week, and not just 500 students, but that also includes some people who are parents and have children. And just knowing that this is a really vital service, and that was considered a non-essential service as per the Student Choice Initiative policy. We also learned from a lot of students that they rely on their communities for mental health supports. A lot of students don't feel safe using the mental health supports through like the institution because they're not intersectional or diverse to fit their needs. So students do rely on that peer-to-peer counseling support that is run through students' unions and other groups.
The court's decision is one that Weiler heard with relief, but both she and Gulliver are wary that the fight might not be over.
I think first and foremost, like we are continuing to call on the government to drop the Student Choice Initiative. It's been heard in front of two courts. It's been reviewed by six different judges, and it's been ruled unanimously both times that the Student Choice Initiative is an unlawful policy.
One thing we are keeping our eye on is if the Ford government decides to try to legislate this change in law through the Ontario legislature. So we certainly hope the Ford government doesn't waste time during this pandemic or pandemic recovery period continuing to try to undermine student democracy. I mean, if they go that route, then they'll have a pretty big fight on their hands.